Homewood was founded by Pittsburgh's wealthiest families, but over the course of several decades, became one of the city's poorest and most racially segregated neighborhoods. As part of our series, Homewood Bound, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley looks at how the neighborhood has been impacted by racist real estate practices, mass incarceration, and the war on drugs.
Leon Haley turns a corner on a hot summer day and gestures to a three-story brick building. He beams as he describes the place where he'd stop after his newspaper route when he was a kid in the 1940s.
At the end of the route, I'd get my 10-cent cup of hot chocolate with marshmallows. Right down here on the corner of Homewood Avenue and Frankstown.
Haley has warm memories of his youth. He attended the now-closed Belmar Elementary School and graduated from Westinghouse High. He played kickball with his friends and went to the movies a lot. There were two theaters in Homewood, after all.
This was a very stable neighborhood, so we developed a kind of a community spirit here in Homewood in those days.
This is how a lot of people in Haley's generation describe Homewood: safe, intimate, and stable. The neighborhood started as a getaway from Pittsburgh's smoky downtown for wealthy industrialists like Andrew Carnegie and George Westinghouse. As the elite moved out in the early 20th century, middle-class Italian and German families moved in, alongside African-American families like Haley's. Although it was a racially mixed community in public spaces, pools and theaters were still segregated.
It wasn't where you were told that you had to sit as an African-American, as a black person, in the back. It was almost like, that's what you do.
Heinz History Center Director of African-American Programs Sam Black says the neighborhood's major turning point came in the 1950s when the city of Pittsburgh announced plans to build the Civic Arena in the Lower Hill District.
So what it did was it displaced about 8,000 families.
Most of those families were African-American and lower middle class. Black says they were promised money to help move but rarely received it. Some settled further up the hill, but others relocated to Homewood.
So you have multiple families living in them, packed in homes, what was looked upon as a successful business district in Homewood began to change because a lot of business owners left.
This all coincided with the movement of middle-class white families to Pittsburgh suburbs. As early as the 1930s, maps used to guide real estate investment suggested that better-off white families avoid Homewood and other predominantly black neighborhoods. Racist practices prevented black families from acquiring loans, and there were riots following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. Across the city, nearly 1,000 people were arrested, and more than 100 businesses looted or destroyed. In 30 years, the population dropped by more than half, to 9,000 two decades ago. Adding to the neighborhood's challenges, by the late 1980s and early 90s,
guns came into the community, crack cocaine came into the community.
Geraldine Massey grew up in Homewood, a neighborhood chronicled by her former brother-in-law, the writer John Edgar Wideman. Standing next to a paint-chipped peach-color house on Tokay Street, she remembers how the community was.
It started to really deteriorate into a community that you weren't sure about because there were people here that weren't raised. People that you didn't know where they came from, didn't know their morals or values, which was totally the reverse of the way it was.
Massey's ex-husband, Robbie Wideman, was put away for years after he participated in a robbery that led to a fatal shooting. Wideman was released last month. His sister, Letitia L., says his story became more common in Homewood as the war on drugs took hold.
You can talk to almost any child, and if their father is not in jail, their uncle, their cousin, their brother, every family has been affected.
I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.